All right, so we're investigating Kadimas here, right? We're taking up the issue of let's say, or let's go back to our case from yesterday. Chaim owns the store on the bottom floor. Gano comes in. What? Gano comes in at some point, whether it's before or after, and now he wants to open up his store. Chaim was running, let's say, a refet. It smells really bad. So the whole question of Kadimas comes in, meaning what do we say, not finders keepers, but do we say that whoever got there first has rights, okay, or not? So the Gemara takes up, well, I love these. This is like each one of these mahus is two logical possibilities. Your job will be to, should you accept it, will be to go ahead and give a star for each one of these, okay? What's the first one? Asher. Baye, baye. Baye, a baye. Get it? Baye, a baye. Okay.
Baye, a baye. Kibay, the rebuts, leotzar, mahu.
Okay, so what's that case?
So he has a room that he's preparing, like he cleans it in order to use as a storage.
All right, so he's got like, Gano comes in. See, this is why yesterday we're not ready to really clarify what the lach is. What do you call it? Gano comes in, and what does he do? He starts to, he pours water over the floor to prepare the floor for what? right, but you have to, you're right. But in order to do the lima beans need a clean, like, packed ground, right? In other words, you put water in there, you want to pack the dirt tightly, you want it to be secure, right? That's what you do first, okay? So what's the question? So you're doing, so obviously what are you doing? You are now doing something, right, to prepare the room. For what?
Storehouse.
To become a storehouse, right? You're doing action to prepare it for a storehouse. So the Gemara says, mahu, okay? What are the two possibilities?
Either you're storing something or you have designated it as a storehouse or you have it.
Well, what do you mean?
So either...
In other words, again, put it in the realm of Kadimas, okay? In other words, let's say all... I'm putting in quotes. Let's say all Gano has done... Right, before Chaim comes in, all Gano has done is he swept the floor. Okay? So he swept the floor. What's the question?
Is does Gano have a storehouse yet or not?
Okay. So right.
Could you read Rashi really his word?
Of course. Rashi. Asher, Rashi.
Rashi. Which Rashi?
The first one. Right, so again, Rashi's not adding that much, but what did you do? You ended up, what? Right, you got the roof, you got everything ready. You're getting everything ready for storage of tevua, but you haven't done what yet? You haven't taken one grain of tevua and passed over the threshold.
It's one grain of tevua.
Yeah, shut up. So keep going, Rashi. Mihave. Right, so of course the question is, what comes first, right? Do we say there is an otzar there, so therefore Chaim's refet will be a problem? Or do we say no? Do we say there's no otzar there because there's no tefu inside without setting up the question, right? Two ways to go. Yes, Chaim. Gemara. Okay, so what's Riba Bachalonos? Rashi.
All
right, Rashi.
Ba'aliyato. The Gali Date, Shila Otsar Hu, Asui, Shila Otsar Hu Asui. She Kanis Lo Adir, Shilo Yutava Tua.
This is very problematic. What is Rashi telling us? Rashi telling us that, what does Gano do? So Gano starts putting in windows, okay? Now you got to be very careful with this now, because why is he putting in windows? Because windows mean that he's now, I mean, Rashi's saying this, that by putting in the windows, right, he says, the gully daite. That's a little bit different. It's a gilui das. Because remember, windows have nothing to do with what?
Lima beans.
Okay, whatever, tua, lima beans, right? In other words, it's an indication that he is doing something. He's megala his das, that he is going to make this into an otsar. Okay? So now Chaim can ask this question, which is?
Well, what's the first
grade? Let's say Rashi's synonymous with the Gemara. Okay, what is the second case adding, right, to the picture?
Now it's very clear that he's going to be storing this.
So what's, why is that different than sweeping the ground?
Sweeping could be used for something else.
Thank you, Asher. If you say that, well, Asher, then you don't need the first case. Asher, you don't need both cases then. You don't need both cases.
You went, according to your logic, would not need both cases. One would include the other. Well, no. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. No. You guys want to finish all the Gemaras? What?
Asagra taka ta otar.
What does that mean?
He builds a portico under the portico. I want the word portico.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's that case adding? To be fair, it is in parentheses, but okay.
So hard to figure out what was happening.
Especially if it's a storeroom and it's not like a storefront. It's so weird that, like, why would you make it?
What is building a little portico?
Well, what do you think? All right, so did you guys try and define this? Even though Rashi and none of the Rishonim have this Girsa?
Well, they still...
No, they don't have the Girsa. The Bach erases it. We could try and define it. That's right, because... No. All right. Interesting case. What about the next one? Bana
Aliyah Agave Beito Mahu. They build another level on top of the Aliyah.
Now, what does this even mean? So look at Rashi. Bana Aliyah Agave Beito.
Bana Aliyah Agave Beito. Al Gado. The Regilin Hayu Lignot Sham Leotze.
So, okay, so what has he done? He's built a...
A little hut on the roof.
Right now, this is even more interesting because, again, has he built... There's nothing to do with the Otsar. Right. This is something that... You would build where? You'd build it on top of the roof, right?
On top of the
Otsar. Right? Le Otsar, for the benefit of the Otsar, right? Mahu. Im Tirtzin Lomar Riba B'chalonos, right? Lav Hagdamahu, right? Heichi Dekule Binyana L'Hachi Avimai. So what's that question?
If you want to say that making windows isn't enough of a start, how are you going to say that building the entire thing before making windows is enough?
Okay. What does that mean?
If the problem with windows is that potentially it's not enough to say that you're starting to storeroom, then how is building the little hut that you're going to cut windows out of going to be enough to say that you're going to start a storeroom?
Well, that's why I think
okay, and what does Rabbeinu Gershom say? Let's just get that sheet down, and then we'll start wrapping this up. Well, I'll start answering this. What does he say, Rabbeinu Gershom?
Well, he says that you have no idea what the guy's building.
Interesting. A little bit different, right? He says, we're not sure, right? He says... Right, well, Rashi says he's building it L'Shem Otsar.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Gershom says, we don't know, right? We're not sure. He just built an aliyah. He built, like, Gano built something on top of his roof, this structure, right? Right, but we don't know. Rabbeinu Gershom says, we don't know. We don't know what it's built for, right? So, right.
How does Rashi have Regilin and Rabbeinu Gershom has...
I don't care. I want to know what's the machlokas. Echo Chaim's sentiment. It would be advisable, I think, if you basically set up what the issue is here. So if you do believe, which I would tend to agree, that there is some thread tying these cases together, right? Some thread, then it would, in my opinion, it would require you to come up with what I call a working svara, meaning what's the basic issue the Gemara is struggling with here, and then how do these three cases specifically bring to light aspects of that issue? That's how I would approach it. To me, the easier side, right, would be let's not get lost, okay? What the Gemara is trying to evaluate Nezek, right? So if we're going to evaluate Nezek, right, what's the concern of Nezek here? The concern of Nezek is pointed towards what?
The refet being under the Otsar.
No, better, more precise. The problem is going to be is that your tavua, right, is going to get ruined, right? So if we look at Nezek, Nezek means an object, right? At least this initial way of learning, right? Meaning, there are no Otsars. What's an Otsar as far as Nezek is concerned? Otsar is a human... designation of, it's a room, and we only evaluate, we don't evaluate rooms, we evaluate objects of Nezek, right? Is there Tzvua in there?
No.
So then there's nothing to talk about. That's one side of the tension. You need Tzvua there to speak about the potential for Nezek. I don't care what the room is to be used for, there's no reality to that, right? I need an object of damage to be present. If there's no Tzvua in that room, what do I care what you do? You can do whatever you want underneath. What? One second, this is one side. Remember, the mahus. One side of the tension all along is going to say, it's not an otsar. There's no such thing as an otsar. You need the substance, right? You need the object present to speak about Nezek. Okay? It's a big chiddush to go the other way. Big chiddush. Right? So what the other way is going to start getting to this idea is that, no, there is such a thing as an otsar, right? Meaning you can, even though you don't have the object of Nezek present, there could be such a thing as an otsar. There is an idea of an Otsar, right? And then you can start, if you go, all you have to do is make that one step, and now you can start seeing where the Gemara is going to push you. Because what's the Gemara going to require? It's going to require some type of Maisa to covey it as an Otsar. Meaning, we're not going to go too far to say that an Otsar just exists in the abstract on its own, right? What do you need? You need to do something. Something has to take place by Gano to say, this thing is now functioning as an Otsar. Some Maisa, some action of Kvius must take place to say, this is now a storage room, okay? By the way, you can even argue and put it in today's terms, right? Today's terms might be if Gano hung up a sign and said, this will be my green storage room, that's an action that's saying this room is set aside for storage, okay? But that's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush to start saying that, well, we can have an idea of preventative nezek to the point where the room itself, what's an otsar without stuff in it? But since the room will have that object in it, think about it will have that object. So Lacha deems it okay to step in. It's a good point. In the Maskan of yesterday, it would seem like that when a refit's a problem, refits become a problem as long as there's something for the stench of the refit, so to speak, to damage. Mm-hmm. Meaning, you're right. I would double down at this point and say that according to this way of learning, that it's only the presence of the lima beans there that would prevent Chaim from opening up. Like, so imagine this following scene. Imagine Chaim is stalking Gano, right? And he just watches day and night. And the moment the last lima bean leaves Gano's office, yeah, you can make an argument that then you can open up a refit. My point is, those are all going to fit under one idea of a Maisa Kvius. That's the point. Now the question is, how do we define those? There's different kinds. We'll see.
No,
what you're asking is, it's not. I don't think that one's a kavachomer from the other, because if that were true, then it would not be three cases. Rather, what they're going to say is that each one, I think the Gemara's goal here is to show that each one, according to one side of the Tegu, are legitimate mechanisms of a Maisa Kvius.
Why does it need more than one?
Because each one is highlighting a different idea. For instance, because if I didn't have the second, without defining it, if I didn't have the second case, I would think, oh, chalonos aren't sufficient, but sweeping the ground is sufficient. You understand? They're highlighting different factors. That's the next thing to define. But first, we have to have, in my opinion, this overarching idea in place. Asher, yeah. In other words, even in Ezekiel, we're not going to go as far as to say that Gano can have an empty apartment, right? Chaim wants to open up his refit, and Gano says, no, it's an Otsar, it's an Otsar. Well, show me the evidence, it's an Otsar. I mean, there has to be something there, some evidence to show this thing's an Otsar. Yeah. Now let's see if that works, okay? Let's take the first case. So the first case is the guy sweeps, okay? Now, again, just using Rashi's language, right? What do you call it? Right. So what do we say here? Do we say that Gago Litzorach Otsar? Right. So he is sweeping it. He's sweeping for the purpose of Otsar. Right. So let's assume. I think the assumption we should make, right, is that action normally is the action done to prepare an Otsar. Right. That is the action that people do. Now remember, this is what I love about Gemara. The example of sweeping really is a category. There are actions that people do to a place. Like think about it. Let's say what would be an equivalent example today, right? So you use your business example, right? Like, let's say Gano's going to open up his store. What are you selling, Gano? Lima beans. So it's important to paint the walls what color?
Green.
Green, right? So you'd say painting is preparing the room for, what do you call it? For, to be the lima bean storage area. So what's the svara?
Want me to restate the svara?
Yeah, yes, please.
Okay, so the side that would say that you have
The first side you're saying, I think we can modify a bit, but the second side, Sean's picking up an excellent point. So the second side consistently will always redefine whatever they're saying and saying, no, you're not like doing X halachically, you're just simply sweeping the ground, right? There's no old source, you're just sweeping dirt. That's nice, you're cleaning it, Baruch Hashem. Well, you want your room to be packed dirt better, that's great, but you're not, halacha doesn't recognize that as an action. Yeah. One side is, I 100% agree. You're going to say that you can always redefine that action. But what is it about, in other words, when Gano takes out that broom, right, and starts whatever things involved, right, getting that room ready, right, so to speak, what is that, how does that translate into halacha? What are you doing by indicating that, right? Right, but let's be clear, because, okay, this is where we need to parse the idea of Otsar for a second. Okay, that's why I think this whole road is a fun road. Because, yes, there is some idea of Otsar, great. What does that really mean? Okay? Because let me ask you a question. Has Gano done anything to really demonstrate that this thing is an Otsar? Meaning, what's the way we know this thing's an Otsar?
Once the grain's sitting in there?
When the grain's in there. Then we know for sure this thing's an Otsar. Right? So what is Sean, what is Gano doing when he sweeps? Yeah. Hey, so you can, okay, right. I'm not going to quibble. You could say that, right? I thought it more of as a negative idea. I thought that sweeping, what does sweeping indicate? That it's not going to, it's going to room. In other words, you're saying that by the moment that Gano starts sweeping, so now he's creating that chalo shame of what he called, of Otsar. But you could also say that no, that by sweeping, he's indicating this room will not be used for normative usage, meaning he's indicating that whatever stam usage is going to be removed. No, that's a good point. We're trying to tie, we're trying to say, even though the object is not there, right, the object of the object that the nezek, that the damage will affect is not present, nonetheless, there's a reality of the object, so to speak, in the room. Right. Meaning, even though it's not physically there, since it's in Otsar and it's what it's going to be used for, that makes it part of the definition of the room. The reason why is that you're putting a lot of faith in this idea. I'm not against it. I said, I'm quibbling on a detail. You're putting a lot of faith in the idea that sweeping, right, is enough to say this is a storage room.
No.
What about the Chalonos case now? Now the Gemara steps in and says, okay, well, the guy built windows. And it's interesting. Rashi says, at that point, it's a giloy das, shel otzar hu asoy, right? Because you want the air to come in, right? Why would a guy put holes in his, remember, we don't mean windows. We mean holes, basically, right? Why would a guy put holes in the room? Because Gano knows that for his lima beans to thrive, you need air. And a good oxygenated room is critical. So now, again, what's the side that says there's an idea of otzar? What's it saying here? What factors this isolated, okay? This way, in other words, think about it this way. In other words, when you walk, if he swept the floor, he didn't change the makom. There's nothing in the makom that tells me this is used for an otsar. It's just packed dirt, right? That's why I was careful. That's why I'm not sure if it's a positive idea, but whatever. But if there's holes in the room, when you see that room, what are you going to say? Right. I mean, this is going to be used for an otsar. But meaning, taking what David and Sean are saying, meaning that what's the svara here, would seem to be, which is that, again, Sean's correct, but the second side's easy. Guy puts windows in a room, so what? Until you have the object of Nezek, it doesn't mean anything. But the other side's going to say, but there is a difference between saying, to put it in Brisker terms, a Misa, right? The Misa is sweeping, versus, again, it's not the actioner, the structure itself reflects its usage, right? So for instance, I'll make it simple. Let's say when you see a shed outside, right? So how do you know it's a shed, right? Well, it's obviously its location, right? You can argue like that little, if you have like a little door, right? Yeah, this roof thingy, right? There's certain things built into the object itself that indicate what its usage is. That's a different idea than a Misa, right? It's not the action of sweeping. It's that now when I see the structure is one that reflects its usage. That's a different idea. Okay, that's a different idea. Yeah, you want to talk. Oh, sorry. Third case is, let's take Rashi first, okay? The third case is the toughest one. Very strange, because what's the guy doing? He builds something outside the Otsar. Okay, now you got to be careful, because this is not it's interesting. It's not a Misa done to the room that'll become an Otsar, nor is it a modification of the structure of the Otsar, right? It's something outside of the Otsar.
That makes it more clear what it is.
Well, again, Rashi says that, what did he do? He built an Aliyah, right? Regilon, how you live no sham laotzar. It was normal to build like this thing, right? This separate, right? Whatever, yeah, right. But it has nothing to do with the room itself. So what's this adding? Yeah, I that's a very interesting analogy, by the way. I like that, Yuri. The only Yuri. The only thing to be careful about is that you're acknowledging is the diving board separate from the pool, according to you?
Well,
you can. I know, but well, I know that. But once you build a diving board, what would you then say about the diving board? Is it part of the pool?
No, there's.
You're right. Of course, a Sheen pool can exist without a diving board.
Is the structure that you build part of his storage?
Right. No, it's like it's well, sort of. It's outside the Otsar. Yes, but it's outside the Otsar. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Fine. So. All right. So it's interesting. So now, what makes the third case unique? Anyone else? By the way, anyone else? Wow, you know who's bothered by Rashi's pshat? Rabbi Nagarsho. That's why he gives this pshat. But Rashi's, you're right, that's an excellent question. Rashi's saying Regilin. Obviously, who's bothering Rabbi Nagarsho is that's not true, right? So let's put that to the side. For now, let's just, if we take Rashi's assumption, then what we're going to say is that's why Brother Rabbi Nagarsho. Take Rashi's assumption, then it would seem to make a lot of sense. What you could say is, I think similar to what Avi's saying also, like, what you end up saying is that, well, it's interesting, because by the case of modifying the structure itself, so I have a room, right? And now my modifications mean that when I look at that structure, I see in it an idea of Otsar. But I think the diving board example is excellent. By the diving board, there's no structure, right, to speak of. But I built something. I made something. What?
So we're not saying it's positive.
I'm not so opposed to that. I just don't think it has to end there. But yeah, but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, what have you done? You've done something that by building this thing, the indicator is that this area here will be used as an Otsar. Right? And that's external to the Otsar. Okay? But an example, diamond board's great. But it could also be like, what if Rabbeinu Gershom comes along and says, it's not that when the guy built that structure on top of the Gog, he's like digging at Rashi here. He's like, no. We don't know if that means Otsar, right? We don't know what he called. We're not sure whether we're unsure. This is a very difficult case, right? We're unsure of whether he built it for the Otsar or not, right? So what do you do with that? Why should that be enough to say it's an Otsar? If we're telling me we don't even know why he built the structure,